If I say, what is it that you want in life? Somebody writes, I want a big car, I want to be a venture capitalist. Ultimately, the reason why you want all these things is because they will bestow happiness upon you. In other words, we are all looking for one thing, which is happiness. And the problem is that we are not finding it. The reason we are not realizing that it's not by increasing the externals, but by changing the internals that you will find happiness.
I have a nice family, I'm doing a good job, yet there is some sort of unhappiness. I'm sure that a lot of you relate to this, that you know, you have friends, you might have done really well in your last exam, you've done really well, you've gone out somewhere, but when you come back home, there are moments of unhappiness that somehow envelop you. So how can we deal with this?
As a spiritual teacher and counselor for the last 35 years, it's my job to help people solve their problems. In other words, they are unable to find the happiness that they are seeking. Although, the quest is for happiness. If I say, what is it that you want in life? Somebody writes, I want a big car, I want to be a venture capitalist, I want whatever. Ultimately, the reason why you want all these things is because they will bestow happiness upon you. In other words, we are all looking for one thing, which is happiness. You go and sit in a cinema hall and derive happiness from the plot, to take from the example that Mr. Bhavan Irani has given. As long as it's giving you happiness, you are looking at it with great joy. The moment that turns into boredom, you walk out or you switch off. In other words, we are always seeking happiness. And the problem is that we are not finding it. The reason we are not realizing that it's not by increasing the externals, but by changing the internals that you will find happiness. So let me give you a little example. There was this man who would always curse God that, what did you give me in life? I am poor and I don't have much and my friends are so blessed in so many ways. He developed an itch in his eye. When he went and showed it to the doctor said, my, you have a cancerous growth. I will need to take out both your eyes, otherwise you will die. He was shattered. He had two options, to live blind or not to live at all. It was not a choice. He agreed for the surgery. He entered the ward with this understanding that when he comes out, he'll not be able to see again. When the doctor opened his eyes, he discovered it was only a viral fungus. In other words, there was no need to extract the eye. He cleaned it up and stitched it. When the bandages were finally opened, he could see. And he said, wow, I can see. Thank you for the eyes that I possess. He had the eyes earlier as well, but he was not seeing them as a blessing. When they were about to be snatched but were not snatched, he realized that he does have a blessing. In other words, none of us here, I estimate, is blind. We have been given these two eyes fitted with 500 million neurons each, with the help of which we can see the beauty of a rainbow, the glory of an eagle in flight. We have been bestowed with two ears, each fitted with 24,000 fibers, with the help of which you can hear the mirth of children and laughter, the melody of an orchestra, the rustling of the leaves in the wind. We all have a million reasons to be happy, but we have not learned the art of how to think. So I created, utilizing the technology of today, which is YouTube, I created 5 5-minute episodes for 21 of them, and our team uploaded them from the 1st of January till the 21st. This is the 21-day happiness challenge. It will present you with 21 tools to implement in yourself the things that we have discussed. That is the happiness challenge. Oh,